True Crimers, welcome to Break the Case. I'm your host. I'm Jen Coffendaffer. Thank you all for being here with me. 5 o'clock, well, a little bit after. Anyway, we are going to be talking again about Nancy Guthrie. I have to say, I think I could do a 3-hour show tonight. I really could. I have three different areas I want to talk about, but don't worry, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to torture you all. We're going to do about an hour show on one of the areas that I am really inspired to talk about. It actually isn't what I plan to talk about. Tomorrow, likely, I'm going to go through and have each ransom note and each response to the ransom notes. So we'll have 5 videos, hopefully up here, of the family's responses. And then we're going to have each of the ransom notes, the dates, when they came in and what was said about them. I think it's getting sort of confusing, the 2 ransom notes followed by, I believe, the 4 ransom notes. And I think we need to ferret those out, talk a little bit about them, what the response was by the family that I believe was led by the FBI, and what these 2 notes, by the way, when I was on yesterday, there was only 1 note, but actually now there's 2 notes that TMZ received. So basically they want a half a Bitcoin for information leading to where her body was. It's kind of confusing how it was explained because they said we've seen her alive in Sonora, but I realize now I think they were meaning far, you know, a long time ago when they spoke about that in one of the other ransom notes, in the first ransom note, I should say, that I believe was received on February 11th. But nevertheless, next show, we are going to go through that. I'm also, though, working on a show about the search and issues with that. And I'm going to have a search specialist coming on with us. I've also got a Bitcoin specialist I hope to be having on, and a forensic specialist I hope to be having on. So there's all these different shows that I need to put together because I really want to stay focused on facts and what can be done. What are investigators doing right now? And I also want to hone in on something I said yesterday, and I'll say it again today, but I'm going to clarify it. I said it on Twitter, and I really mean this. $34,000 approximately is a half of a Bitcoin in US dollars. So for $34,000, this individual is saying, give me the $34,000, and then once you get what, you know, I'm promising, which is the location of Nancy and the identification who took her, then I want the other $34,000. You know, he says, I don't want to be greedy, blah, 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 blah. Pure torture, what he or she is doing, this is pure torture. This is hate. This is retribution. What they have done to this family that continues to happen is nothing short of, when it comes to these ransom notes, what they did to Nancy falls in that category. And then now what they continue to do, and whether they're 2 different senders or not, really, I don't care. What's happening is torture to the family. And I really got, and this is why I changed the show, really got to thinking about this. Because we had a huge curveball thrown to us. And let me put her on, sorry. Whoops, not him. We'll talk about him later. Sorry. Here we go. Throw this up there. We had a huge curveball, I think, thrown to us when Savannah Guthrie said those first 2 notes she believes are legitimate, the Bureau believes are legitimate. And when I say a curveball, it was something that when they first got up there and law enforcement said, listen, there's just too many things in this for us not to take this seriously and believe. I think most of us thought, yeah, they could be legitimate, but not for ransom. And I want to make that clear, the distinction that I think a lot of people need to, or for me, the distinction I'm trying to make. I don't think anyone maybe there's somebody out there that believes that the ransom notes were for money. I'm not out there ever believing that. That's been my stance from day one, that the ransom notes weren't meant for money. But I did believe the ransom notes were meant to torture this family, just to keep it going, not only torturing, but reveling in the media. I mean, and it, you know, we had Greg McCrary on, one of the original FBI profilers, along with John Douglas, his buddy. And he talked a little bit about this. Even back then, I had him on so long ago. I really invite you to look at I mean, he's really one of my top favorite guests. He's so, so good. But anyway, we did a two-part series because our communication, somehow he couldn't hear, so we had to start all over. So he was only going to be able to give us about 45 minutes, and he gave us 2 hours. So please take a look at those. Greg McCrary, he's, again, one of my mentors, and we work, although he's semi-retired, for the same company now. But nevertheless, if you look at what Greg McCrary says, what many of us have said from the beginning, this is somebody who loves to be in the limelight. It wasn't enough for them. They thought it would be enough just to send it to the local stations because they have to be local. They are definitely local and affiliated with Tucson, probably have known Nancy, Savannah, and this family for years. And they're affiliated in some way. I'll never not believe that until Porch Guy is caught or the individuals are caught and we learn otherwise. But nothing else makes any sense. They're affiliated. They're from Tucson. But this person wasn't happy enough. And remember, he sent the first two notes to a local affiliate there, two local affiliates, then sent them, whoever it is, sent them to TMZ. Why TMZ? Everybody keeps asking me, why TMZ? Y'all, they have incredible reach. Yes, the NBC Today Show has incredible reach for, and NBC, all the major networks, CBS, ABC, NBC, have huge viewerships, but they're on certainly specific things. And TMZ has a footprint on television, a huge footprint. I think they've got, and I should look, if somebody looks it up in the audience, I'll take a look because I have a bunch of new glasses, 5 new pairs. But they have a huge reach, 8 million. I don't know what their monthly reach is. I can't imagine. I have only about 100,000 and some odd followers on X, and my reach is, you know, 10, no, not 10, probably whatever. It's 50 times that much. It's much bigger. They have 8 million plus. They're on every platform big: Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Their reach is millions and millions and millions. I've looked up Harvey Levin. I think I found out he was worth, was it 40 million? Don't hold me to that. It might have been 20 million. It was a lot. It was millions and millions. Oh, you know what? I think it was 11 million. Might have been 11 million. Nevertheless, he's a multimillionaire. And I think that estimate is an understatement. So people say, Why did these people choose, instead of going with NBC, why did they choose TMZ? Well, think of what NBC does. NBC and CBS and ABC, they have a full palette of news that they do. It's much more Walter Cronkite. You know, this is the facts. We're moving on to the next facts. They do a lot. The Today Show, all these morning shows. They come alive in your living room. They talk about soap and they talk about, you know, the funnest movies. And, you know, it's such a different feel. Right? I mean, it's not TMZ. TMZ is all over these stories. Like somehow a story happens and they're in the neighborhood watching Tyler Robinson limp around with a gun stuck down his pant leg. They are, you know, in Nancy Guthrie's, you know, talking to different neighbors and getting scoops. They are all over it. Why, though, did the ransom note writers say there's two different factions? We don't really know, but for sure there's one faction that they're saying they believe are the abductors. And then there's those other, I think, four notes, but we're going to go through them one by one, date by date, what we know about them. I'm going to try to do that tomorrow. But nevertheless, these notes went really now only to TMZ. I think they're going to the local stations too, possibly. We know others did because they finally talked about them when TMZ did. But the fact they chose TMZ, I think, is significant. It's not by accident. It's not by mistake, just exactly why they went to the local affiliates. They wanted to have those local affiliates come forward, which they didn't until later. You know, they kept it quiet. They just sent them on to the FBI. These local affiliates, it was very important for this to be saturated in Tucson. When it wasn't, they looked at TMZ. I bet you anything, TMZ's reach in this area, in this type of news, far outdoes NBC. When you look at all the platforms, all the social media, you know, the TikToks, the Instagrams. I mean, I truly cannot imagine what their reach might be. I can only compare it to mine, and mine is minuscule comparatively. Minuscule comparatively. 8 million to 100,000, it's minuscule. 8 million. So I think that's why they went to TMZ. People keep asking that. Why would they go? Why would they go to TMZ? Why not NBC? Why not NBC? These people were looking for reach, and they were looking for people who would be interested in this story. Not that people at NBC wouldn't. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the overall viewership. When it comes to true crime, everyone, even though we love it and it's a huge part of our world every day, there are so many people who care about sports, who care about, you know, food, who garden, who care about their church life, all these other areas that don't have anything to do with true crime. It's a big platform, but it's not big when you consider what everybody else in the world and in the United States are doing and care about and listening to. I would believe that everyone who watches and keeps track of what TMZ has to say, I bet you they're all true crimers. Now, I think they're into other things too. Like there's a lot of news that they have that's at the forefront on movie stars. So I know nothing about movie stars. Yesterday, by the way, I'm so sorry. I was thinking of Nancy and I said Nancy Couric, which of course I meant Katie Couric. I know her name. But anyway, you know, I was thinking about that, but I'm terrible, terrible, terrible when it comes to movie stars and their names. I generally know if I see a face, but even that, can I share with you a story? Okay. Please don't hold this against me. But I just have to share kind of a funny story. So my husband and I went to go see the movie A Star Is Born. Now I see in a theater probably 3 movies a year, maybe. So I'm not a huge movie goer, but I really wanted to see that movie. I love music. You know, I love sports. So sports number one, true crime number one, sports number two, but I love music. I grew up with music. Both of my parents, or my parent who adopted me, my mom was a singer So constantly shows and, you know, singing. And unfortunately, I can't carry a tune in a bucket. I can hear it. And I can tell if anything's out of pitch, if it's sharp, if it's flat, if somebody's not hitting it, I'm on it. And I can tell if I'm doing that, but I can't make my voice do it. It's terribly frustrating. I know I've completely gotten off. But anyway, my point is on these movie stars, I went to go see A Star Is Born with my husband. So we're sitting there and it's at the end of the movie, which for those of you who haven't seen it, I highly recommend the show. Highly, highly, highly. But at the end of the show, I said, I don't know who those two are, but I guarantee they're going to be famous someday. Referring to the stars of the show, who were Lady Gaga and the guy from The Hangover. I never saw The Hangover, but everybody says he's in The Hangover. My only point is that is how bad I am at movie stars and sort of knowing who's famous. But now to really get back to my point here, but TMZ, that is what they do. They know about all of that. So people who watch and who consume what TMZ has to say, I think they know a lot about movie stars. They know a lot about singers. They know a lot about rappers. They know a lot about the entertainment industry. And then they also are true crimers because TMZ is all over true crime. They are all over it. And of course, now it's breaking into other things, right? Political people like Megyn Kelly. Megyn Kelly now has MK True Crime that she started because she realizes this is a huge venue. I think that's why she's doing it. She may also enjoy it. But, you know, typically I think of her as being so political and more talking about political issues than ever true crime issues. But she has her own true crime. And actually, I was honored to be on her show on MK True Crime. But nevertheless, my point is that when it comes to this, everybody keeps asking about why pick TMZ. That's my explanation. Man, was that a long explanation. But that wasn't even what I wanted to talk about today. What I really want to talk about today is this vitriol that these note writers have and that Porch Guy and the Abductors have. This is so far, this is so far outside of the realm of what a kidnapper does. Even, you know what it reminds me of a little bit? And these are mainly the cases that myself and other FBI agents who have any kidnapping at all experience, either running a case or assisting in a case, being part of a case, like a lead agent in a kidnapping type case. Those are typically one of two. The ones I've been the case agent on, I think I shared this with you, are parental kidnappings, where literally either the mother or the father surreptitiously kidnap the child, for instance, show up at school and take that child and flee the country, flee the jurisdiction. One case where a woman used an underground railroad type system of people that assist people who believe their child, this case was a girl, had been molested by the father. That was the belief. Anyway, as an FBI agent, we still have to track them down. The other kind of case that agents who have experience in this realm, who work violent crime, it's going to be in the area of gangs and cartels. And these kinds of cases, the ones in particular that are typically very violent, are where an individual kidnaps another individual because that person owed them money. They took the drugs, they owed them money. So those situations are full. Those situations are full of violence. They take the person, they immediately let the family know, and they say, if this doesn't happen by this, we're cutting off a leg. If this doesn't happen by this time, we're cutting off an ear. And they keep going until they get the money. And typically, if they get the money, they will actually return the person in some state or form, depending on when they got the money. I was just watching a video. I didn't post on it. I was thinking about posting on it, but basically these two guys, rappers, I believe, again, I'm terrible when it comes to, you know, a lot of famous people, but anyway, one guy owed another guy $10,000, I think gambling debts and things like that. And this, I think it was a rapper. Anyway, I didn't do the research to post on it. It takes me forever to do a post because I have to research it. I have to make sure it's accurate. I have to see what other facts I can glean. So sometimes I'll see a story and then I wonder, oh, I bet you there's more to the story. And there's so much more to the story that I try to put in. So nevertheless, it always takes me a long time. So in this particular case, I didn't get it up today because I didn't have time to research. But basically, he goes in broad daylight. Well, it was nighttime, but very busy time in Vegas. And he shoots the other guy in the rear end for $10,000, basically trying to kill him over $10,000. That's the type of kidnapping cases that are typical. Someone owes money. Somebody rips somebody off of drugs. Every once in a while, it will be about disrespect in some way. And that could be disrespect because somebody was fooling with their girl. That can be disrespect, literally something so very, very minuscule and small that is learned by the other individual. Also, you know, turf situations do happen, but mostly it's about money. And there's a lot of violence because these gang members, they're violent anyway. And now they're pissed off because they've been ripped off. So now they're really angry and now they're really violent. Why do I bring this up? I was trying to think, how in the world, why in the world do not only, I mean, I understood why they would want to kidnap Nancy, right? You want to kidnap him and get money. That's what you would think. I'm going to kidnap her. She lives in a nice home. She's got a rich daughter worth $40 million. I'm going to kidnap her, even though she's, I don't want to say infirmed, but she has health issues. She's on blood thinners. She's got serious back issues. She's got pain issues. She's going to be problematic. Any 84-year-old is going to be problematic. My Nano, that was the name of my great-grandmother. Granny Babe was my grandma. Nano was my, they had crazy names. I'll probably try to, I want to be Granny Babe. I loved my Granny Babe. She was so amazing. And my Nano. But Nano, who died at about 92, I mean, she was feisty and she could get around. She was an amazing woman. But of course, when you kidnap somebody that is 84, you're going to anticipate that they will die. If not from the shock of you walking in, looking like porch guy, somebody with a heart condition, as their heart is going to race, their blood pressure is going to drop to nothing. Their respirations are going to increase. They're not going to be perfusing the oxygen. They're going to lose or get dizzy consciousness. It's going to be a mess. And you know that going in. If we all believe, and I think most of us do, that this perpetrator knew Nancy Guthrie lived there and went there on purpose for an 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, he knew. And anyone else involved, and I still think there's people involved. I've got another show we're going to do on that with, I don't want to say huge revelations, but some pretty cool stuff optically that we're just going to put together for everybody. Things that I think some people have seen, some people might not have seen, but we're going to put it all together. That's another show. But back to this show. This show is about hate, vitriol, motive. What would cause this person to know he's going to go in there, she's going to die? That's what I believe. Now I believe that. I used to think it was an accident that she died. And he's like, oh crap, you know, I got to do something about this. I'm cutting everything off. I'm stopping while I'm not caught yet. And I'm just abort, abort, abort. But now that we know the two ransom notes are definitely tied, that's a whole different ball game now, everyone. Because now that those two notes are tied, I'm still not convinced the others aren't, but they might not be either. It doesn't matter because it was never about money. That is the point I'm trying to drive home. Yes, the ransom notes are legitimate in terms of the Bureau believes they came from Porch Guy and his band of thieves, but we don't know for sure if the other four came from them. But I think what we do know, this was not about money. It came in too late. It went to the media. They wanted $6 million, and I want to be clear on it because I think several episodes ago, I might have misstated it. $6 million U.S. dollars. So they wanted Bitcoin at that point equal to $6 million U.S. dollars. And they wanted it in a few days. The ransom note, that first ransom note came out on the 3rd. So not day three, more day two-ish. Right. She goes missing in the wee morning hours on the 1st. So we got the whole 1st. We got the whole 2nd into the 3rd. So however you want to call it, we'll just call it February 3rd into the 3rd day. So February 3rd comes and that's when this ransom note goes out. But they give a little time, right? A little grace. Then they go to the 5th. They say you got a little grace. But then on the 5th, they give no grace. Basically, and there's going to be problems if you don't pay me by the 5th, but there's really going to be problems if you don't pay me by the 9th. And they have it all play out on TMZ, which TMZ is definitely an entertainment type venue. Entertainment, drama. This is not Walter Cronkite. This is, I mean, they are getting down and dirty on every case and getting the spoof before anybody else has it. They really do. So nevertheless, who could hate like that? That is where I'm getting to on the show. Oh my gosh, I hope I don't run over. Where I am getting at, who has this kind of hate? We talked about this. We've talked about it a little bit on and off, but I am going to not propose that this is the reason per se. I am just going to say it should definitely be considered. It's got to be considered. Just like I said, the Scottsdale thing has to be considered, that there's literally red and eight running around, you know, putting together these Venezuelan, South American, Mexican, perhaps, groups for this purpose to go in and get Bitcoin and torture these people who live by themselves and who are vulnerable in these rich houses. That's what happened in Scottsdale too. They caught the two kids that did it, but they're inconsequential. What's consequential is the person that was calling the shots. In this case, is Porch Guy really calling the shots? Maybe. Is one of his cohorts calling the shots? All right, I'm going to get into something that has to be considered. And I have to tell you, this is funny too. I'm mentioning Megyn Kelly, who I really like, and Chris Cuomo, who I really like, in the same breath. I guess that tells you that I must be apolitical. I mean, I was Chris Cuomo's crime girl for almost 2 years. And you build a relationship when that happens. And the reason I bring Chris up was when I was on the show with Chris, right after Nancy was abducted. So maybe, actually, I think I was on the 1st, February 1st. I was on that night. If you look, Chris said something to me that at the time got me a little off guard. I didn't really have an answer for it. And he said, by the way, for all of you who might think that these shows are scripted or that you know your questions or that you go over, it's totally not like that. I don't know how it is with other guests, but as a contributor, you know, they count on you to know your stuff. And if they ask you a question, they asking you the question because they feel like you should know the answer, which is great. I love it. I think anything scripted is messed up. So nevertheless, what he said was, he said, so Jen, or Cough, he calls me Cough, Coffendaffer, Cosmic Coffendaffer. He says, so you don't think this has anything to do with Nancy? And I remember I just kind of blew by that and talked about it's an abduction, it's a kidnapping, blah, blah, blah. But what he meant by that and what I didn't answer and what I've barely skirted in the past, but I'm going to dive into it right now in the next 25 minutes, is what if this was about Nancy / kind of Savannah? I don't know the political views of Annie or her husband, Tommy, as he likes to be called, we found out, or Cameron. I don't know their political views. You have no idea. I actually don't know Savannah's political views. All I know is she interviewed I haven't taken a deep dive, and she's a public person, so she probably keeps a lot of her views more to herself. But when you deep dive, and I've decided not to put these up. I have them, but I've decided, but I am going to read them. And I also wanted to read a lot from what people are saying on X about this subject, meaning about this political angle. I've told you before that Nancy Guthrie, and I think I said it left, not right, right, not left. I think I used them because somebody emailed me and they said, Jen, she is far, far left, not far, far right. And I thought, well, didn't I say that? I didn't go back and watch it, but I just go back and read comments. I do not have time to go back and watch. So I'm sure I make a lot of mistakes because I do no editing. I just leave it out there raw. And so my mistakes are going to be out there too, if I misspeak. And she was very, very left when it came to her political views that I could find, particularly regarding President Trump, particularly regarding ICE. She was a strong woman. And this is just a statement of an investigator. My investigator hat is on as usual, and I'm looking at this from that angle. Right now, we are in a crazy political environment. I think I pulled at least two, and maybe I have more, of what people have just said on my platform without looking at some of the other platforms. Listen, there are, you can love Trump and be MAGA. That's great. But you can't hate. That's how I look at it. You can love the left, but you can't hate, because hate causes crime. Hate equals crime. So while we might all have passionate views on different aspects that you could call political, we might have, all of us might have views. When you move from being able to have discourse and discuss and, have a viewpoint, you can even have a strong viewpoint, but you can't hate the other side. And what I see here is hate, true hate. Because the note writers to continue to do this, the note writers, writers that wrote to TMZ two notes right after she went on the Today Show. And surely, obviously, she knows about it. Can you imagine how she must feel? I mean, I wondered if she would be back today. I checked, she was back. This is from yesterday, but that's a lot of hate to want to keep that out there. Basically, in a nutshell, your mom's dead. I know where she's at. Pay me $34,000 if you want to know. I've told you I would pay it because I want to make this crystal clear why I would. Bitcoin is traceable, everyone. The confusion is that you can have a Bitcoin account and be a ghost, if you will. You know, you can be Jack Sprat. It's anonymous, essentially. But what isn't anonymous are transfers. They're not anonymous. So people are going to know this went in, this came out, this was changed from Bitcoin to US dollars or to francs or to yens or to rubles, whatever. Because it's worldwide and it's traced worldwide, everyone. So once it exits, and once you convert it to something usable in terms of exchange for goods, that could be the piece, could, that could be traced by the Bureau. But right now, they have an untraceable account. Because something's gone in. The Bureau actually sent money into the one. And that's the other reason, right, why they think they're separate people, right? There's a Bitcoin account associated with the first two, I believe, and then a Bitcoin account that's associated with the other four, I believe. I mean, four nodes. We might be up to five now. Again, I'll do that analysis and have it all date and more specific. But those have different Bitcoin accounts. That's why they're saying they're separate. That doesn't mean that the other one couldn't be related. But to me, the point is being missed. The point is the torture on the family. That's the point. The point isn't this is for money. This is excruciating to the family. Who has this much hate to do this? And let me go over before time runs out here. Let me go over a few of these messages. So I'm just going to read a few. First of all, I'm going to read a few from her Instagram, meaning Nancy Guthrie's Instagram, to understand who, you know, the political views, just to put them out there. I am so looking forward to seeing the Trump family in jail. Please share this update. ICE is using safe third country agreements to cut off asylum cases and send people to Honduras. It's a coordinated shift. A terror attack on the U.S. Capitol incited by the president. Shocking. It has always devastated me to see brother and sister Christians follow this satanic leader. Truth will prevail. Trump/ICE murder victim Alex Pretty was honored by the VA hospital where he helped countless people who served this nation. Are you mad yet? 10 exclamation points. Are you F-U-C-K-E-ing? You know, mad, hashtag F-U-C-K, ICE, Trump and ICE. Oh, I'm sorry. Someone. Follow Antifa. I read these because can you imagine if you are, and by the way, I just looked down. I have my glasses on. NJZ, I don't know how many you've gifted. I cannot thank you enough. I always say to me, that's the number one accolade is to have, you know, memberships and people who want to be members. And thank you so much for doing that. I obviously never know how it works on the back end. Does that mean like the first one that jumps in and grabs it and then another one, and another one? But thank you so much. I so appreciate that. So, and again, I'm not doing a deep dive into Savannah's political, but it just brought me back to that first question that Cuomo asked me, you know, kind of like everybody's skirting the fact that this was a woman who was her own woman. Like, she was smart, her mental faculties were completely there and in order, and she had her own thoughts and beliefs on politics, just like everybody does. You know, it's like everybody does. And this is nothing negative against her. I'm strictly, as an investigator, looking at, could her political views have influenced what happened? Now, I don't know. I don't know. But I wanted to go through just a few of the comments that I've been seeing on Twitter. And these are pretty shocking, I think, some of them. Because there's a lot of hate. I mean, that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But as you all know, there's a lot of hate on Twitter. This person wrote, this is about Savannah, and that's why I said it could not only be Nancy, it could also be Savannah. Savannah Guthrie has been nothing but nasty to President Trump, and yet he's still going out of his way to help her. He's an amazing man with a huge heart, and I wish more people understood how kind he is. I love him. Okay. So my point is, I really should have just read those first couple sentences. Savannah Guthrie has been nothing but nasty to Trump. This person, in the middle of Savannah Guthrie's grief and sadness, this person is upset. This person writes, Colby writes, let's move on from this now. Family knows what happened and should tell the media to move on. You know, there's many people out there. I told you I did that poll and it was almost 50-50. 50% believe there is absolutely no affiliation from the family. And I did the top 10 reasons why the family isn't involved, in my view. But never, even on my platform, can you imagine the other platforms that keep throwing out chunks that they're still involved? You know? Anyway, there's a huge group of them. Somebody with the handle president. I wouldn't be able to go back to work. She's a narcissist and mocked God on Easter. You know, her Easter, I played that yesterday and I showed you how she spoke very strongly about how her faith has been rocked. And, you know, that upset a lot of people. That upset a lot of people. Another person named Jules wrote, it's all suspect with her. And then in response to me saying that it wasn't them, you know, okay, that was Tamike. CKLW wrote, it's absolutely disgusting she went back to work, and has an emoji throwing up. A lot of judgment. Carl Ritt wrote, she's a fraud. I lost respect for her on the Trump interview. So glad she's not my daughter. I'm going to read a few more. My point is that this is hateful. Like, it's, to me, it's fine to say things like, as an example, you know, I didn't agree with her on the Trump interview. You know, I get that people aren't going to agree on certain things, but I'm talking about where you pass the line. When you say things like this, so glad she's not my daughter. When they need another ratings boost, Nancy will appear out of thin air. This is all one big joke. I can't believe you're falling for it. Referring to me falling for it. Well, I'm not falling for anything. And this person is just stirring the pot. You know, nothing is more important to her than being an anchor on the Today Show. Nothing, as if, you know, she was involved in this. It's all BS scams. Honestly, I could go on and on. I copied many. They just kind of go on and on. There is so much misinformation out there and so much spin. I think it's a huge problem on this case. One that I see more of a problem than I've seen on other cases. And like I said, when I saw this hate coming up in comments, and again, this is on my Twitter X page, and everybody knows on my X page my stance on the family and my stance on politics. And so for people to come on, there was a really bad one on here. I didn't even read it. Two or three really bad ones. I didn't even get to them because it's just hard for me. I don't even like repeating that trash, right? But there was a really bad one about, there were three bad ones, but one was worse. Basically, wishing the death of Nancy based on her view of Trump. You see what I'm talking about? All I'm saying is, what we are seeing on this is so hateful, vengeful, angry. I just hope the Bureau is at least looking at this possibility that really this could have to do with somebody who is off their rocker. Like I said, I don't care whether you're right or left. Many people are right. Many people are left. Many people are moderates. Many people love Trump. Millions and millions and millions. It was a landslide in the vote. If you look at, I was looking at something he tweeted. I think he got like 177 million views. It's like 177 million views. How does anybody get 177 million views? So people who dislike Trump, I am just a person of fact. You have to look at the fact that millions and millions and millions love Trump. Millions don't like Trump. You know, he's definitely a polarizing figure. And that is the point of this. Could it be a person that is so angry that they've lost sight of the objective? You know, in other words, if you want political change or you don't like the way things are going, you advocate in other ways, you don't hurt people. And we see it every day on both sides. We see it every day on both sides. So I'm just saying, when I looked at that, I thought, you know, I don't know. All I know is the hate that we're seeing in this case mimics the hate that I've seen, generally speaking, in politics, unlike I've seen before. And what was interesting is I kind of thought this case a little bit was pulling everybody together, us meaning Americans together. It didn't seem that it was necessarily drawn down political divide. Although then, like I said, when I was researching this and my team was researching this, I was like, wow. You know, there's some, I mean, on both sides. Like I said, it's not about having a political view. It's about having political hate. Anyway, this is from Jennifer Gilly, 1102. Jen, a stalker with an op against a model made a Facebook account. He talks to her Strauss nun. Facebook was hacked. S father has a remodeling company. S would help work. I love acronyms. I think what you're trying to say here, Jen, and thank you, by the way, so much. is, are you trying to say that the account information could have been hacked? Anything could have happened. I took screenshots very, very early on. I always try to do it like on day one when I hear about a case like this, on what, whoever it might be, whether it was Maddie or whether it was Kaylee or whatever case I'm big in. You know, if this is one of those all in cases, Gabby Petito, although I didn't even have an account that I posted on or anything, I had nothing to do with X other than watching my son be recruited on X. That was it. But I got an X because of Brian Inton. I blame him. No, I do love X. I love the intelligent conversation. There are so many people that are ugly and mean. And I remember when I first got on, I used to just block everybody. Actually, people would call me coffin blocker, which was better than some of the other names I've been called. So anyway, I literally would just block these people because they were so ugly. And my view was, if I'm not going to have you in my house, why am I going to have you on my platform? And I've changed that because now I don't block anybody. I've changed it because I've realized that, first of all, some people were trying to just get me to block, so they would say ugly things. And then there's a lot of people that I didn't block when they said something nasty. And I came back with a point, and we would talk about we would go back and forth, and they'd see my point. And the next thing I know, they're one of my biggest fans, you know? So to me, if you can reach those people that you might have a disagreement with, but you can either agree to disagree, or you can, sometimes they might even see your side, or sometimes I might see their side. In other words, I might say, you know what? I think you're right on that. Like, it's like keeping an open mind. But nevertheless, I love the X platform in my group. I just am thrilled with every morning I get up, I do probably 3 to 4, maybe 5 tweets at max about crime of the day, what's going on, a lot about Nancy right now, other crimes that I think people should be aware of. So anyway, I'm just looking at the time. I have another show I'm going on in 2 minutes, so I do not want to run over today. But anyway, hopefully you understood or I've made it clear, the point of this wasn't political. The point of this is, could this hatefulness of the act that was done, which my opinion was meant to murder Nancy. I don't think this person or people ever expected her to come back. And the notes that continue to just torture this family, the hate that has to be involved, could that be politically based? It's an option. It's a possibility that has to be looked at. Everyone, you all are amazing. You all are great. Thank you to the mods. Don't forget, anybody that's $3.99 member or more, your name is going to be thrown in a hat, and at the 6 month mark, or at whenever Porch Guy is found, we've got a great little gift, FBI gift for you. So let's see. I think that's it. The show I am going on is Margaret's show. I met Margaret through Yellow Cottage Tales. Love her. She's an attorney. She is the kindest, nicest person. And so I want to make sure not to be late. I'm not even sure what we're talking about, but I'm so excited to talk to her. And I just want to tell you all, thank you so much for being here. And until next time, may justice be served for Nancy Guthrie and her family and all the missing.